Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. On this episode, we are doing another Putting It Together show. And if you're not familiar with our Putting It Together shows, what we do is we listen to the entire score of a musical using a variety of cast recordings. And on this episode, we are going to look at Blood Brothers by Willie Russell. And we are doing that because the producer, the most famous producer of Blood Brothers, Bill Kenwright, passed away this past October at the age of 78. And if you don't know who Bill Kenwright was, he's one of the most famous and successful producers in British history, right up there with Cameron Mackintosh. He actually started around the same time as Cameron Mackintosh did. He was not only a producer of theater, but he also was a director. He also produced movies. He had his own record label for a while. And Blood Brothers was one of his most famous successes, against all odds, actually. Now, the show Blood Brothers was originally a play written for a school to perform by Willie Russell in 1981 in Liverpool. Russell then turned around and turned it into a musical for which he wrote the music and lyrics for production at the Liverpool Playhouse, where it opened in January of 1983. It then transferred to London's West End in April of 1983, where it ran 5 months, but it did manage to win Olivier Awards for Best New Musical and Best Actress in a Musical for Barbara Dixon. Producer Bill Kenwright, as we just mentioned, loved that original production, and he revived the show in the West End in July of 1988, 5 years later, where it ran until November of 2012. Yes, you heard me right. It ran from 1988 to 2012, more than 24 years, and more than 10,000 performances, making it one of the longest-running musicals in West End history. Kenwright brought the show to Broadway, despite being told that it was far too British for New York audiences and critics. It opened at the Music Box Theater on April 25th, 1993, to largely negative reviews, but the show had already proven in the UK that it could pack an emotional wallop with audiences, and that held true here in the US as well. And the show ran an amazing 840 performances, closing on April 30th, 1995, almost 2 years to the date. Original cast members Stephanie Lawrence, Con O'Neill, and Jane Graveson were all nominated for Tony Awards, and the show was also nominated for Best Musical. In some brilliant stunt casting by Bill Kenwright, Stephanie Lawrence was eventually replaced during the Broadway run by Petula Clark, who would go on to lead the U.S. tour of the show, Carole King, and Helen Reddy, and the famous half-siblings and former teen idols David and Sean Cassidy, who played the brothers in the show, would eventually join Petula Clark on the tour as well. They did it on Broadway. Now, it's a pretty simple plot for the show. It begins in the late 1950s in a Liverpool slum where Mrs. John Stone discovers that she is pregnant with twins. She already has 6 other children with her husband, who has recently abandoned the family, by the way. She shares her predicament with the upper middle class couple, the Lyons, whose home she cleans. They have unsuccessfully been trying to have a child of their own, so they come to an agreement that they will take one of the twins as their own baby, but as part of the agreement, Mrs. Johnstone must never reveal to the twin that she keeps that he has a brother. Otherwise, a curse will fall upon both boys. They kind of play upon her superstitious nature. Of course, as fate would have it, the boys eventually do meet as kids and become best friends and grow up together and meet a fateful end together. It's all very melodramatic and somewhat silly, but Willie Russell's book and score and brilliantly manipulative. I've seen the show both in the West End and on Broadway. And by the end of the show, he has the audience weeping. And trust me, he does have the audience weeping, both in the West End and on Broadway. I was shocked at how well this show works for an audience. Anyway, we are going to hear the entire score of Blood Brothers. We're going to use 5 different cast recordings. There is technically no Broadway cast recording, but we have several of the Broadway performers were on some of the other cast recordings, so we're going to hear from them. So we are going to use the 1983 London cast recording. That's from the very first cast recording with Barbara Dixon and as the brothers George Costigan and Andrew C. Wadsworth. Then from the 1988 Bill Kenwright original production, we're going to hear Kiki Dee as the mother, with Con O'Neill and Robert Locke as the two brothers. Then from 1994, we have a New Zealand cast recording with Delia Hannah and then Stephen Dennis and Ross Gervin as the two brothers. Then we have the 1995 international cast recording, which is also the U.S. cast recording, with Petula Clark and David and Sean Cassidy. And then the 1995 London cast recording with Stephanie Lawrence, who led the Broadway cast, along with Paul Crosby and Mark Hutchinson. So let us kick it off with Act One of Blood Brothers, and we are going to start with the overture from the 1994 New Zealand cast recording.
Did you hear the story of the Johnston twins? As like each other as two new pins, of one womb born on the selfsame day, how one was kept and one given away. And did you never hear how the Johnstons died, never knowing that they shared one name, till the day they died, when a mother cried, "My own dear sons lie slain." And did you never hear of the mother, so cruel there's a stone in place of her heart? Then bring her on, and come, judge for yourselves how she came to play this part.
Chap, a merry, merry dance, and now we came. month or two ago for a girl they say who looks a bit like Marilyn Monroe, and they go dancing. Yeah, they go dancing. They go dancing. Yeah, they go dancing.
Hello, Mrs. J. How are you? Mrs. J, is anything wrong?
I had it all worked out. With one more baby, we could have managed, but not with two. The welfare have already been on to me.
Twins? You're expecting twins?
How quickly an idea planted can take root and grow into a plan. The thought conceived in this very room grew as surely as a seed in a mother's womb.
Give one to me. Please, Mrs. Johnston. Please.
Are you that desperate to have a baby?
Each day I look out from this window. I see him with his friends. I hear him call. I rush down, but as I fold my arms around him, he's gone. Was he ever there at all? I've dreamed of all the places I would take him, the games we'd play, the stories I would tell, the jokes we'd share, the clothing I would make him. I reach out, but as I do, he fades away.
If my child was raised in a palace like this one, he wouldn't have to worry where his next meal was coming from. His clothing would be supplied by George Henry Lee.
He'd have all his own toys and a garden to play in.
He could make too much noise without the neighbours complaining.
Silver trays to take meals on.
A bike with both wheels on.
Of course. And he'd sleep every night in a bed of his own.
He wouldn't get into fights, he'd leave matches alone. And you'd never find him effing and blinding.
Oh, never!
And when he grew up, he could never be told to stand and queue up for hours and end at the door. He'd grow up to be a credit to me. To you?
Yes.
And I would still be able to see him every day, wouldn't I?
Of course.
And you would look after him, wouldn't you?
I'd keep him warm in the winter and cool when it shines. I'd pull out his splinters without making him cry. I'd always be there. Mrs. J, we must make this a binding agreement.
In the name of Jesus, the thing was done. Now there's no going back for anyone. It's too late now for feeling torn. There's a pact been sealed. There's a deal been born.
Only mine until
time comes round to pay the bill, then I'm afraid what can't be paid must be returned. You never ever learn that nothing's yours on easy terms. Only for a time I must not learn to call you mine. Familiar eyes, that face, those eyes, make future plans that cannot be confirmed on borrowed time, on easy terms. Living on the never, never, changing weather, never sure who's at the door or the price I'll have to pay should we meet again. I will not recognize your name. You can be sure what's gone before will be concealed. Your friends will never learn that once we were on easy terms.
Living on
days, please. They're a pair. They go together.
My husband is due back tomorrow, Mrs. Johnston. I must have my baby. We made an agreement. A bargain. You swore on the Bible.
You better see which one you want.
I'll take
which one. Don't tell me which one, just take him. Take him.
How swiftly those who've made a pact can come to overlook the fact, or wish the reckoning be delayed. But a debt is a debt and must be paid.
You do know what they say about twins secretly parted, don't you?
What?
They say that if either twin learns that he was one of a pair, they shall both immediately die. It means, Mrs. Johnston, that these brothers shall grow up unaware of the other's existence. They shall be raised apart and never, ever be told what was once the truth. You won't tell anyone about this, Mrs. Johnston, because if you do, you will kill them!
Shoes upon the table and a spider's been killed.
Someone broke the looking glass. There's a full moon shining and the salt's been spilled. You're walking on the pavement cracks. Don't know what's gonna come to pass. Now you know the devil's got your number. You know he's gonna find you. You know he's right behind you.
Johnston, but everyone calls me Mickey. What's yours?
Edward Lyons.
Did he call you Eddie?
No.
I will.
Will you?
How old are you, Eddie?
7.
I'm older than you. I'm nearly 8.
Oh, well, I'm nearly 8, really.
Oh, yeah. What's your birthday?
July the 18th.
So's mine.
Is it really?
Oh, we were born on the same day. Hey, that means that we could be blood brothers. Or do you want to be me blood brother, Eddie?
Oh, yes, please.
Bloody know I did, I got you, yeah, the shot, yeah.
Stopped it with the Bentley.
You know the hippie cross your fingers. And if you count from 1 to 10, you can't get up off the ground again. It doesn't matter, the whole thing's just a game.
For one Al Capone. Mac, you check out the backside, you check the yard.
See a little pig, 'cause I'm the fastest strolling man you ever saw. Call up your woman, say goodbye to him, 'cause you know you're going right down there.
Professor Howe and his bomb I hold. It can destroy the hemisphere. I primed it, I timed it to explode. Unless you let me out of here.
No!
No? Then I suggest you cover up your ears.
But you know that if you cross your fingers and if you count from 1 to 10,
Shammy,
you can get up off the ground again.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, the whole thing's just a game. The whole thing's just a game. The whole thing's just a game.
Hey, Eddie, you coming out?
My mummy says I haven't got to play with you.
Well, my mum says I haven't got to play with you. But take no notice of mothers. They're soft. Come on, I've got Linda with me. She's a girl, but she's all right.
Edward! Edward! Edward!
There's gypsies in the wood and they've been watching you. They're gonna take your baby away. There's gypsies in the wood and they've been calling you. Can Edward please come out and play? Please can he come with us and play? Now you know the devil's got your number. You know he's gonna find you. You know he's right behind you. He's staring through your window. He's creeping down the
out on the street today. You could be living on the moon. Maybe everybody's packed their bags and moved away on this long, long Sunday afternoon. Just killing time and kicking cans around. Try to remember jokes I knew. I tell them to myself, but they're not funny since I found it's gonna be a long, long, long Sunday afternoon. My best friend always had sweets to share. He knew every word in the dictionary. He was clean, neat and tidy from Monday to Friday.
Working clothes talk properly, like
to sums and it's to be like my friend. My friend.
My best friend, he could swear like a soldier. He'd laugh till you died at the stories he told ya. He was untidy from Monday to Friday. I wish that I could be like, kick a ball and climb a tree like, run around with dirty knees like my friend. My friend.
Feels like everybody stayed in bed. Or maybe I woke up too soon. Am I the last survivor? Is everybody dead?
Dead! Dead! Dead!
On this long, long, long Sunday afternoon.
We're starting all over again.
Where's Linda?
Woo, bright new day. We're going away. Where nobody's heard of our name.
Moving away from here.
Where we can begin again. Feel we can win and then live just like living should be. Got a new situation, a new destination, an old reputation following me.
We're moving.
We're getting out, we're moving house. We're starting all over. Take you a week, just steadies the bus eye. Come on, Sammy and Mickey, we've all got to help. Excuse us, we got to pack, we're moving away.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, isn't it sad?
Praise the Lord, he has delivered us at last. We mustn't scrap the Johnstons at all. Grab your whistle, give it a blast.
Goodbye to the riff-raff, the trash and the trouble.
Goodbye to the scum and the scrubber.
Wherever you're going, we hope you go knowing
that as far as you're going, won't be far enough.
Good riddance.
Just pack up the bags, we're leaving the rags. The wobbly wardrobe, chest of drawers that never close. The two-legged chair, the carpet so bare. You wouldn't see it if it wasn't for the hose. It's Sammy. Now that we're moving, now that we're improving, let's just wash our hands of this lot. It's no longer fitting for me to be sitting on a sofa I know for a fact was ripped off. We might get a car, the old la-di-da, and go driving out to the sand.
We're coming too.
And at the weekend, a gentleman friend might take me dancing to the local band. We'll have a front room, and then if it should happen that His Holiness flies in from Rome, he can sit there with me, eating toast, drinking tea, in the sort of surroundings that remind him of home.
It's like the country, isn't it, man?
Oh, we'll be all right out here, son. Away from the muck and the dirt and the bloody trouble. I could dance. Come here!
Get off!
A bright new day,
bright
moving
new
away.
Day.
We're starting all over again.
All over again.
A bright new day,
bright
we're going away. When nobody's heard of our name. No, 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 no.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing, man. I'm smiling. I haven't seen you happy like this for ages.
Oh, I am happy now, look. Where's the others?
They went in that field over there.
Oh. Sammy, get off that bleeding cow before I kill you. That cow's a bull. Oh. Come here, the lot of you.
Now we can begin again, feel we can win and then live just like living should be. I got a new situation, a new destination, a no reputation following me. Woo! Forget it.
You just heard Act One of Willie Russell's Blood Brothers, and we began with the overture from the 1994 New Zealand cast recording. Then we heard Barbara Dixon singing Marilyn Monroe from the 1983 London recording, followed by Delia Hannah and Elaine Smith from the New Zealand recording from 1994 with My Child. Then we heard Kiki D. Warwick Evans and the cast from the 88 London recording singing Easy Terms. Then we heard Willie Russell himself, who played the narrator on the 1995 international cast recording doing Shoes Upon the Table. Then from the 1995 London recording, we heard Paul Crosby and Mark Hutchinson doing July 18th. Then we heard Kids Game with Terry Melia, Anita Ekblom, Con O'Neill and the cast from the 88 London recording. Then we heard the reprise of Shoes Upon the Table with the New Zealand cast recording from 1994, in which David Soule played the narrator. Then we heard Long Sunday Afternoon and My Friend with Con O'Neill and Robert Locke from the 88 London recording. And we concluded Act One with Bright New Day with Petula Clark and the cast from the 1995 international cast recording of Blood Brothers. Well, we're now going to move on to Act Two, and we're going to pick it up right where we left off with Petula Clark and the cast from the 1995 international cast recording with the entr'acte and the reprise of Marilyn Monroe.
house we got was lovely. The neighbors are a treat. They sometimes fight on a Saturday night, but never in the week.
What have you come with, Ben?
Time I got shut of you, rabbit.
Since I pay my bills on time, the milkman insists I call him Joe.
Call me Joe.
He brings me bread and eggs, says I've got legs like Madeleine Monroe. Sometimes he takes me dancing. Woo-hoo. Even takes me dancing. I know how Sammy burnt the school down, but it's very easily done. If the teacher lets the silly gets play with magnesium, Sammy. Thank God he only got probation. Well, the judge was old and slow, though it was kind of him, said I reminded him of Marilyn Monroe.
And could I take you dancing? I'd love to take you dancing, young lady.
Our Mickey's just turned 14. Well, you know he's at that age. When you mention girls are courting, he flies into a rage.
Shut up talking about me, Mother.
He's got a thing for taking blackheads out, and he thinks that I don't know that he dreams each night of girls who look like Marilyn Monroe. He's even started dancing. Woo-hoo! As for the rest, they've flown the nest, got married or moved away. How Donna Marie's already got three. She's a bit like me that way. And that other child of mine I haven't seen for years, although each day I pray he'll be okay. Unlike poor Marilyn Monroe.
Where did you get that locket from, Edward? Why do you wear it?
I can't tell you that, Ma. I've explained. It's a secret. I can't tell you.
But I'm your mother, Edward.
I know, but I still can't tell you. It's just a secret. Well, everybody has secrets. Don't you have secrets?
Did you really feel that you'd become secure? That time had brushed away the past? That there's no one by your window, no one knocking at your door? Did you believe that you were free at last? From the broken looking glass.
If I was like him, I'd know all the right words.
If I was like him, I'd know some real birds. Apart from those in my dreams and in magazines. Just look at his hair. His hair's dark and wavy. It just isn't fair.
Mine's the colour of gravy.
Each part of his face is in just the right place. Is he laughing at me? At my nose, did he notice
that I should wear a brace?
That I've got halitosis. When nature picked on me, she chose to stick on me. Eyes that don't match.
I got ears that stand out. She picked the wrong batch when she handed mine out. And then she attacked me with permanent acne.
I wish I was a bit like, wish that I could score a hit like, be just a little bit like that guy. That guy.
I wish that I could be like, or just a little less like me. Like the kind of guy I see. Like that guy. That guy.
There's a few bob in your pocket.
and you've got good friends. And it seems that summer's never coming to an end. Young, free, and innocent, you haven't got a care. Apart from deciding on the clothes you're gonna wear. The streets turned into paradise. The radio singing dreams. You're innocent, immortal. You're just 15. And who dare tell the lambs in spring what fate the later seasons bring? Who'd tell the girl in the middle of the pair the price she'll pay for just being there? But leave them alone, let them go and play. They care not for what's at the end of the day, for what is to come, for what might have been. Life has no ending when you're sweet 16. And your friends are with you to talk away the night, or until Mrs. Wong switches off the chippy light. Then there's always the corner and the street lamp's glare, and another hour to spend with your friends, with her. To share your last cigarette and your secret dream at the midnight hour at 17. It's just another ferry boat, a trip to the beach. But everything is possible, the world's within your reach. You don't even notice the broken bottles in the sand, the oil in the water. And you can't understand how living could be anything other than a dream. When you're young, free, and innocent, and just 18. And only if the three of them could stay like that, forever. And only if we could predict no changes in the weather. And only if we didn't live in life as well as dreams. And only if we could stop and be forever just 18.
If I could stand inside his shoes, I'd say, how can I compare thee to a summer's day? I'd take a page in all the papers, I'd announce it on the news. If I was the guy, if I was in his shoes.
I'm not with you.
If I was him, I'd bring you flowers and ask you to dance. We'd while away the hours making future plans for rainy days in country lanes and trips to the sea. I'd just tell you that I love you if it was me. But I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying I care. Though I would like you to know that I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying I care. Though I would like you to have to tell you what I've kept in my heart, that even if we had to live some worlds apart, there would not be a day in which I'd not think of you. If I was him, if I was him, that's what I'd do. But I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying Mickey.
It was one day in October when the sun began to fade and winter broke the promise that summer had just made. It was one day in October when the rain came falling down and someone said the bogeyman was seen around the town.
Ma'am, Linda's pregnant.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
When's the wedding?
Well, we thought about a month. Before Christmas, anyway.
Take a letter, Miss Jones, quote, I regret to inform you that owing to circumstances quite beyond our control, it's a premature retirement for those surplus to requirement. I'm afraid it's a sign of the times, Miss Jones, an unfortunate sign of the times. Take a letter, Miss Jones, due to the world situation, the shrinking pounds, the global slump,
and the price of oil.
I'm afraid we must fire you, we no longer require you. It's just another sign of the times, Miss Jones,
a most miserable sign of the times.
Take a letter, Miss Jones, my dear Miss Jones, we'd like to thank you. Many years of splendid service, etc., blah, blah, blah. You've been a perfect puppet. Yes, that's right, Miss Jones, you've got it. It's just another sign of the times, Miss Jones. It's just another sign of the times.
Dry your eyes, Miss Jones, it's not as bad as it seems. You get used to being idle in a year or two. Unemployment's such a pleasure, these days we call it leisure. It's just another sign of the times, Miss Jones. It's just another sign of the times.
There's a young man on the street, Miss Jones. He's walking round in circles. He's old before his time, but still too young to know. Don't look at him, don't cry though. This living on the gyro is only a sign of the times.
This Jones,
it's just another sign of the times.
This Jones, it's just another sign of the times. This Jones, it's just another sign of the times. This Jones, it's just another sign of the times.
There's a full moon shining and a joker in the pack. The dealer's dealt the cards and he won't take them back. There's a black cat stalking and a woman who's afraid that there's no getting off without the price being paid.
Don't mess about with me, pal. I said give. Listen, it's not a toy, you know. We're not playing games. You don't get up again at one of these, it's you. What are you doing? I said, listen to me! I said, don't you touch that! Listen! Somebody!
There's a man lies bleeding on a garage floor.
Quick, get in the house and bolt the door!
And maybe if you counted 10 and kept your fingers crossed, it would all be just a game and then no one would have lost.
You shot him! You shot him! And no one bloody did! Yeah, but you shot him! You shot him! Move! I gotta get this hit!
Sent him down for 7 years. Though he acted like they gave him life, he couldn't stop the tears. And when we went to visit him, he didn't wanna know. Seems like jail sent him off the rails, just like Marilyn Monroe. And his mind's gone dancing, can't stop dancing. They showed him to a doctor, and after routine tests, a prescription note the doctor wrote for the chronically depressed. And now the tears have stopped, he sits and counts the days to go, and treats his ills with daily pills, just like Marilyn Monroe. They stop his mind from dancing. They stop it dancing. With grace for good behavior, he got out before his time. The family and the neighbors said that he was looking fine. But he's feeling 15 years old now, and his speech is rather slow. And the neighbors said you'd think he was dead, just like Marilyn Monroe. No cause for dancing, no more dancing. There's
a girl inside the woman who's waiting to get free. She's washed a million dishes. She's always making tea. They think she's just a mother with nothing left inside, who swapped her dreams for drudgery the day she was a bride. But the dreams were not forgotten, just wrapped and packed away in the hope that she could take them out. Dust them off. One day.
Could I speak to Councillor Lyons, please?
There's a girl inside the woman, and the mother she became, and a half-remembered song comes to her lips again.
Eddie, can I talk to you?
The girl would sing the melody, but the woman stands in doubt and wonders what the price would be for letting the young girl out.
It's just a light romance. It's nothing cruel. They laid no plans. How it came, who can explain? They just said hello, and foolishly they gazed. They should have gone.
Who's at the door?
hands across a room, a touch of hands that part too soon, that same old tune that always plays and lets them dance as friends, then stand apart.
Shoot somebody down. There's a man got mad, lost his mind tonight. There's a madman. There's a madman. There's a madman running round and round. Now you know the devil's got your number. He's running right beside you, he's screaming deep inside you. And someone said he's calling your number of today. Inside you, he's screaming deep inside you. And someone said he's calling your number up today, 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 today.
Mickey, don't shoot Daddy. He's your brother. You had a twin brother. I couldn't afford to keep both of you. His mother couldn't have kids. I agreed to give one of you away.
You. Why didn't you give me away, ma'am? I could have been him.
And do we blame superstition for what came to pass? Or could it be what we have come to know as class? Did you ever hear the story of the Johnson twins? As like each other as two new pins. How one was kept and one given away. How they were born and they died on the self same day.
Tell me it's not true. Say it's just a story, something on the news. Tell me it's not true. Though it's here before me, say it's just a dream, say it's just a scene from an old movie from years ago. From an old movie with Marilyn Monroe. Just two clowns
just a show on the radio that we can turn over and start again. That we can turn over, it's only a game.
That was Act Two of Blood Brothers with music and lyrics by Willie Russell, and one of the biggest successes in the career of producer Bill Kenwright, who passed away in October, as we are honoring his legacy. We began with the entr'acte and the reprise of Marilyn Monroe, sung by Petula Clark and the cast from the 1995 International Cast Recording. Then we heard Secrets, sung by Joanna Monroe, Mark Hutchinson, and Warwick Evans from the 1995 London Recording. Then Brothers, or Step Brothers, and Brothers in the Show, David and Sean Cassidy, and the cast did That Guy from the 1995 International Recording. Then Warwick Evans, the narrator from the 88 London Recording, did Summer Sequence. Then we heard Mark Hutchinson, Jacinta White, and the cast from the 1995 recording with I'm Not Saying a Word, followed by Willie Russell, David Cassidy, and Petula Clark from the 1995 International Recording doing One Day in October. Then we heard Take a Letter, Miss Jones, with David Hitchin, Annie Muscroft, Warwick Evans, and the cast from the 1995 London recording. From the 1994 New Zealand recording, we heard David Soul, Stefan Dennis, and Andrew Lang with The Robbery. Then we heard The Prison Song, also known as Marilyn Monroe second reprise, sung by Barbara Dixon from the 83 London recording. Then we heard Light Romance with Kiki Dee, Warwick Evans, and Annette Ekblom from the 88 London recording, followed by Andrew Schofield from the 83 London cast with Madman. Then we heard Petula Clark, David Cassidy, and Willie Russell from the 95 International recording with The Council Chamber. And we concluded with the big tear-jerking, show-stopping closing number with Tony Award nominee Stephanie Lawrence and the cast from the 95 London recording with Tell Me It's Not True. Well, there you have it, the entire score of Willie Russell's Blood Brothers, as we're putting it together here on the Broadway Radio Show. And of course, I'm going to leave you with a bonus track. And the bonus track is by one of the Broadway replacements. As I mentioned earlier, Bill Kenwright was pretty good at doing some stunt casting. When Stephanie Lawrence left the show, he brought in some famous pop singers to take her place on Broadway. And as I mentioned before, that included Carole King and Petula Clark and Helen Reddy. So we're going to hear Helen Reddy from her 1998 album Center Stage performing that big show-stopping closing number, Tell Me It's Not True, here on the Broadway Radio Show.
Tell me it's not true. Say
it's just a story, something on the news. Tell me it's not true, though it's here before me. Say it's just a dream, say it's just a scene from an old movie of years ago. From an old movie with Marilyn Monroe. Some clowns to players in the limelight and bring the curtain down. Say it's just two clowns who couldn't get their lines. That we can turn over, it's only a game. Oh.